This is Wednesday evening, November the 5th, 2020. Sorry. Ma'am, I'm just wishing that it was the 5th. Let me, anyway, each day you think something better. November the 4th, 2020. Prior to the election and having witnessed myself the fraud that was going on with the election, I got up this morning and I was thinking about the different ones that I'd heard say that, because we were, you know, thought that we'd be on the quantum voting system, which there wouldn't be any fraud, but someone in the know said, and I won't mention their name, a programmer said that he wasn't sure if they would use the quantum voting or if they would use the regular voting system to expose the fraud. Okay. All right. This election is basically a sting operation to take down MSM, social media, and Democrat Party deep state. Everyone goes down at once. You just witnessed it. Earlier today, the Lord spoke to me this morning that a word or a teaching I had a couple weeks ago about it's time to cut off the head of the giant. It is. In fact, I was getting ready in there and I looked in the mirror and I said, this day I'm going to cut your head off and feed it to the birds. All right. This poster, please don't get mad or upset about the votes. God is on our side and leading the way for our president. He was placed in this position to help keep Christianity alive. Be proud that our president expected and knew this corruption. He's been saying it for weeks in his rallies about their fraud. And for several days about the decision in Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court decision. Be proud that our president expected and knew this corruption was happening. Exposure will come out. I want to be front row when it happens. His plan to expose is more important than anything right now. Be patient, America. Our president is a smart man. Heads will roll. So like I said before, off tape, I'll say on tape now, that before Donald Trump was recruited, which is from what I understand, he and his brother both were, they weren't military, but they were like, I don't know if it was NSA, something in the intelligence community for like 20 years. And so he was in the know about things. I mean, during 9/11, Donald Trump knew immediately, being a builder, that it was not a plane that hit that building. You know, the man's smart. Anyway, they recruited him. They were going to take Obama out with a coup d'etat, and Donald Trump agreed to do this, and so here we are. God has a plan. Donald Trump has been raised up for this hour by God. This is God's plan. And I don't care who's on the ballot. God's not going to let his America go down. I don't believe it for a minute. All right, I'd like to read a letter to you. Today's teaching is going to be a no-nonsense look at the book of Revelation. We're going to look at the mark of the beast. Now, as I bring this, it's going to help you understand why they're acting the way they are. They're in their death throes. This is an open letter to the President of the United States, Donald John Trump, Sunday, October the 25th, 2020. Mr. President, allow me to address you at this hour in which the fate of the whole world is being threatened by a global conspiracy against God and humanity. I write to you as an archbishop, as a successor of the apostles, as the former apostolic nuncio to the United States of America. I'm writing to you in the midst of the silence of both civil and religious authorities. May you accept these words of mine as the voice of one crying out in the desert. I think I'm going to have to turn that fan off. I'm cold. Daily, we sense the attacks multiplying of those who want to destroy the very basis of society, the natural family, respect for human life, love of country, freedom of education and business. We have heads of nations and religious leaders pandering to this suicide of Western culture and its Christian soul, while the fundamental rights of citizens and believers are denied in the name of a health emergency that is revealing itself more and more fully as instrumental to the establishment of an inhuman, faceless tyranny. Now listen very carefully to this part. A global plan called the Great Reset is underway. Its architect is a global elite that wants to subdue all of humanity, imposing coercive measures with which to drastically limit individual freedoms and those of entire populations. This was that 16-year plan to destroy America. In several nations, this plan has already been approved and financed. In others, it is still in an early stage. Behind the world leaders, who are the accomplices and executors of this infernal project, there are unscrupulous characters who finance the World Economic Forum and Event 201 promoting their agenda. Now this cardinal here, I think it's a cardinal, whatever, he's written a letter to Donald Trump before recognizing that God had chosen Donald Trump for this time and this hour. The purpose of the Great Reset is the imposition of a health dictatorship aiming at the imposition of liberticidal measures, hidden behind tempting promises of ensuring a universal income and canceling individual debt. See, it sounds like Nocera, doesn't it? But it's not. The price of these concessions from the International Monetary Fund will be it's the central bank, the Monetary Fund, will be the renunciation of private property. You can't own anything. Private property, and adherence to a program of vaccination against COVID-19 and COVID-21, promoted by Bill Gates with the collaboration of the main pharmaceutical groups. Beyond the enormous economic interests that motivate the promoters of the Great Reset, the imposition of the vaccination will be accompanied by the requirement of a health passport and a digital ID, with the consequent contact tracing of the population of the entire world. Those who do not accept these measures will be confined in detention camps or placed under house arrest, and all their assets will be confiscated. Sound like the mark of the beast, doesn't it? Mr. President, I imagine that you are already aware that in some countries the Great Reset will be activated between the end of this year and the first trimester of 2021. Well, God says the restoration is going to begin then. For this purpose, further lockdowns are planned, which will be officially justified by a supposed second and third wave of the pandemic. You're well aware of the means that have been deployed to sow panic and legitimate draconian limitations on individual liberties, artfully provoking a worldwide economic crisis in the intentions of its architects. This crisis will serve to make the recourse of nations to the Great Reset irreversible, thereby giving the final blow to a world who exists in very memory they want to completely cancel. But this world, Mr. President, includes people, affections, institutions, faith, culture, traditions, and ideals. People and values that do not act like automatons, who do not obey like machines, because they are endowed with a soul and a heart, because they are tied together by a spiritual bond that draws its strength from above, from that God that our adversaries want to challenge, just as Lucifer did at the beginning of his time with his serve I am. Many people, as we well know, are annoyed by this reference to the clash between good and evil and the use of apocalyptic overtones, while according to them exasperates spirits and sharpens divisions. It is not surprising that the enemy is angered at being discovered Just when he believes he has reached the citadel he seeks to conquer undisturbed. What is surprising, however, is that there is no one to sound the alarm. The reaction of the deep state to those who denounce its plan is broken and incoherent, but understandable. You know, what's really sad about this is the very ones that succumb to this and think they're going to be special, the devil is going to take them out too. That's his aim. He don't care about them. That's the lie that they have fallen for. Just when the complicity of the mainstream media had succeeded in making the transition to the New World Order almost painless and unnoticed, all sorts of deceptions, scandals, and crimes are coming to light. Praise God for that. Until a few years ago, it was easy to smear as conspiracy theorists those who denounced these terrible plans, which we now see being carried out down to the smallest detail. No one, up until last February, would ever have thought in all of our cities, citizens would be arrested simply for wanting to walk down the street, to breathe, to want to keep their businesses open. See, they're doing major shutdowns in Europe and places. They want to go to church on Sunday, yet now it is happening all over the world, even in picture postcard Italy, that many Americans consider to be a small, enchanted country with its ancient monuments, its churches, its charming cities, its characteristic villages. And while the politicians are barricaded inside their palaces, promulgating decrees like Persian satraps, businesses are failing, shops are closing, and people are prevented from living, traveling, working, and praying. The disastrous psychological consequences of this operation are already being seen, beginning with the suicides of desperate entrepreneurs and of our children, segregated from friends and classmates, told to follow their classes while sitting at home alone in front of a computer. In sacred scripture, St. Paul speaks to us of the one who opposes the manifestation of the mystery of iniquity, the katharkon, whatever that is, in the religious sphere. This obstacle to evil is the church, and in particular the papacy. He's talking about the Catholic Church, see? It's the false prophet. In the political sphere, it is those who impede the establishment of the New World Order. See, the Pope has come out and embraced homosexual marriage. As is now clear, the one who occupies the chair of Peter, which that's a pope, has betrayed his role from the very beginning in order to defend and promote the globalist ideology supporting the agenda of the deep church who chose him for its ranks. Mr. President, you have clearly stated that you want to defend the nation, one nation under God, fundamental liberties and non-negotiable values that are denied and fought against today. It is you, dear President, who are the one who opposes the deep state, the final assault of the children of darkness. For this reason, it is necessary that all people of good will be persuaded of the epochal importance of the imminent election, not so much for the sake of this or that political program, but because of the general inspiration of your action that best embodies in this particular historical context that world, our world, which they want to cancel by means of the lockdown. Your adversary is also our adversary. It is the enemy of the human race. He who is a murderer from the beginning. Around you are gathered with faith and courage those who consider you the final garrison against the world dictatorship. The alternative is to vote for a person who is manipulated by the deep state, gravely compromised by scandals and corruption. Well, that fits the one running. Who will do to the United States what I don't know if it's Jorge or George, could be Jorge, Mario Bergoglio, that's the Pope, his real name, is doing to the church, Prime Minister Conte to Italy, President Macron to France, Prime Minister Sanchez to Spain, and so on. The blackmailable nature of Joe Biden, just like that of the prelates of the Vatican's magic circle, will expose him to be used unscrupulously, allowing illegitimate powers to interfere in both domestic politics as well as international balances. It is obvious that those who manipulate him already have someone worse than him ready, and whom they will replace him as soon as the opportunity arises. And yet in the midst of the bleak picture, this apparently unstoppable advance of the invisible enemy, an element of hope emerges. The adversary does not know how to love, and it does not understand that it is not enough to assure a universal income or to cancel mortgages in order to subjugate the masses and convince them to be branded like cattle. This people, which for too long has endured the abuses of a hateful and tyrannical power, is rediscovering that it has a soul. It is understanding that it is not willing to exchange its freedom for the homogenization and cancellation of its identity. It is beginning to understand the value of familia and social ties, of the bonds of faith and culture that unite honest people. This great reset is destined to fail because culture that unite on, wait a minute. The great reset is destined to fail because those who planned it do not understand that there are still people ready to take to the street to defend their rights, to protect their loved ones, to give a future to their children and grandchildren. The level in humanity of the globalist project will shatter miserably in the face of the firm and courageous opposition of the children of light. The enemy has Satan on its side, he who only knows how to hate. But on our side we have the Lord Almighty, the God of armies, arrayed for battle, and the Holy Virgin, which we can strike that because, anyway, who will crush the head of the ancient serpent. If God is for us, who can be against us? Mr. President, you are well aware that in this crucial hour, the United States of America is considered the defending wall against which the war declared by the advocates of globalism has been unleashed. Place your trust in the Lord, strengthened by the words of the Apostle Paul. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. To be an instrument of divine providence is a great responsibility for which you will certainly receive all the graces of state that you need, since they are being fervently implored for you by the many people who support you with their prayers. With this heavenly hope and the assurance of my prayer for you, for the First Lady, and for your collaborators, with all my heart I send my blessing. God bless the United States of America. Carlo Maria Vigano, the Archbishop of Albania, the former Apostolic Nuncio of the United States of America. This is the mark of the beast, the Great Reset. I'm convinced of it. All right. Let's get into it here. Oh, that was last week. Okay. Let me get a drink. That was a lot to read. His other letter that he sent to the president was wonderful. That was actually a Q post, the 25th of October. I'm more convinced than ever of where we sit in God's timeline, even though the church as a whole do not embrace it. Instead of looking here and what is really going on, they're looking there for a rapture that will not come. The now version of the global reset they call the Great Reset, or the New World Order, not the now, New World Order, is not to be confused with Jesera Nasera. Remember that Satan comes as an angel of light. This plan has already failed because the plan was always to include the United States of America. See, when President Trump, I was talking to Danny about this today, and I listened to Charlie Freak yesterday, who was bringing the same stuff, where after the president had been in office about 6 months, he went and he did a tour of all these places and took all the stuff that he needed to bring them under submission. Now they say there's not 209 countries, but they say there's 209 countries and territories or whatever that's in Nasera Jesera. But there's also those who are under the United Nations, the European Union, and the WTO, which is the World Trade Organization. These are all globalist. And you know, the president got us out of the Paris Climate Accords. These are all globalist things. And they were so upset because they want the United States to fund all of this. We were supposed to be the biggest player in the game. Well, we foot the bill for everything for so long, they were counting on America footing the bill. It has been the United States of America that's basically foot the bill for all the globalist agenda. Our President Donald John Trump has successfully pulled us out of the World Trade Center, the WTO, the Paris Climate Accords, and many other New World Order plans. God has turned us in a different direction. His direction, so their plan will fail. We see the New World Order plan and the 16-year plan to destroy America, which I've read many times. You could say if you wanted to put a face on the Antichrist, it would be Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. They're two major players that were going to complete the plan, and it got thwarted. They were instrumental in pushing the New World Order plans forward until God intervened on our behalf. They never thought she would lose. They are so demented that they are still pushing ahead with their plan, even though they have already failed. We are in no doubt in the battle of Armageddon. Armageddon has never been about bad things happening to the church, but the church fighting against an evil beast system that has been here since the fall in the garden. Armageddon is the successful takedown of the swamp. We're seeing it unfold before our eyes. My only sorrow is how asleep the church is concerning this. Now, when I ordered some stuff, those deals there, I got this deal. It's all about COVID and all your social distance. It's just that control stuff that they're pushing on us. And bathroom etiquette, social distancing, then about your face mask and all this stuff. You just think it's like you're treated like you're a moron. Just like when you go in a certain grocery store and they're playing this loop. It's telling you to wash your hands. Yeah. And all that kind of stuff. This is just part of all of that. Here's a right quick, I'll read you this. The moment anyone can interfere with the job your body is designed to do, it isn't your body anymore. Always remember that. COVID was never about a virus, it's about tyranny. If it was as severe as the government tried to make it out to be, if there was really all these people suffering and dying from it, they would be, you'd be able to find endless compilations of video and photos, even any evidence of sick people and dying everywhere, but you can't because that evidence doesn't exist. It's a lie, like all the others in which your government and media are complicit. This is about convincing you to forfeit your neighbor's rights and freedoms by proxy through your fear. When people literally fought and died in other countries believing they were defending them, don't let their sacrifice go to waste by believing the same thing they were told about that freedom entailed. You have the freedom of conscience and religion, the freedom of thought, belief, opinion, and expression, the freedom to peacefully assemble, to be mobile, to not be treated cruelly or unusually, or to be discriminated, particularly on the basis of gender, ethnicity, or place of origin. The things you actually have to control, you have control over. You have so many rights and freedoms that no other human can bestow upon you, only remind you of, but that other humans will certainly try to take from you if you're not wise. This is what happens, is what's happening now, has to stop. The truth about the nature of our shared reality must prevail. You know, I was thinking about, they were talking about the homeless. How come there's not just homeless people dead everywhere? They're out on the streets. They're not social distancing. They're not wearing masks. But you don't see it. But there's people, they treat COVID like the Holy Grail. I'm just telling you, I'm just really had a call today. Well, my son has COVID and his son-in-law has COVID. I'm just going, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about COVID anymore. I hate it. All right, here's one more. This was Hal Turner RadioShow.com. He's talking about the COVID-19 vaccine. This was a quote of someone that took the vaccine. They've killed God. I can't feel God. My soul is dead. AstraZeneca halts COVID-19, whatever that is. Vaccine trials after second volunteer develops neurological problems. Oh, okay. So it's altering something. That's why If you take the mark, you won't be able to come back. It does something to you. I didn't know all that we've been going through since yesterday. All right. I know you've probably all seen this, but if you divide the number 2020 by 666, you get 30330, and this is Joe Biden's text, 666. Okay, let's look at some scripture. We're going to look at Daniel first. Chapter 7. All right, verse 1 says, "The first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed, and he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts come up from the sea, diversed one from another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked." Now, I already explained these. The lion is Great Britain, or the UK. And the eagle's wings is the United States, because we were plucked off. "And it was lifted up from the earth and made to stand upon the feet as a man." Uncle Sam, and a heart was given to it. Or, I don't know what you call him, but anyway, Uncle Sam. "And behold, another beast, a second like a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. Thus said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh, Russia, communism. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl, which is France, the four wings on the back of the fowl. The beast had four heads, and dominion was given to it," which is Germany. We already talked about the First Reich, Second Reich, Third Reich, and Fourth Reich. "After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. This is the beast system. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn." Some people believe that that is the European Union, or you could say even the, what's the other one? You know, the group that meets, the national group that relate, that.
The EU?
No, the EU or the, what's the other one? That meets in New York, has all the nations of the world in it.
Oh, the UN.
Yeah, the UN.
Yeah.
Really, the UN is nothing but the kind of like their military arm. They've got UN soldiers, you know, and all that. "Before whom there were three of the horns plucked up by the roots, and behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things," which is the Antichrist. Okay, now let's flip with that. Let's flip to Revelation 12. "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. Upon her head a crown of 12 stars, and I believe this is Israel. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns. And we saw that in Daniel, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail swept the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. The dragon stood before the woman, and which was ready to be delivered, for to deliver her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. So we see here that Israel is the woman, and she's being protected. The United States of America is the protector of Israel. Yeah. Observe all the peace deals. As Q told us, Israel has been saved for last. We thought it was taking out the deep state, but evidently that's not the case. Four peace deals. In fact, he's been nominated for a fifth Nobel Peace Prize. There's another one. I don't know which one that one is. Four peace deals and at least 10 more countries that want to get in on it. Even the Palestinians want in on it. You know, and they fought against anything with Israel for so long. Some are just waiting till after the election to see who they are going to hang with. The beast is moving ahead, but he will not be successful. The EU, United Nations, that's the beast. All right, this is Revelation 14. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man can learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb wherever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. There followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Okay, I want to read all of that, I guess so. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day and night who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. And I looked and behold a white cloud, and upon the cloud one set like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the throne, thrust in the sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And the angel came out of the altar which had power over fire, and cried with a loud voice to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vines of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horses' bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. So this is the battle of Armageddon. I believe this is where we sit. See, today, even Danny had a word today about God is ready. He's sitting in judgment. He's ready to judge the deep state, the wicked. Okay. The awakened virgins that are sealed, that's us, are with the Lord Jesus and ready to see the complete draining of the swamp worldwide. Believers all over the world. At the beginning of the coronavirus, I knew this wasn't just the normal pushes to scare people. The waves of fear that I felt was very intense, so I asked the Lord about it. Why could I not seem to get rid of this fear? I kept feeling this fear. He told me that it was being used as a cover to rescue the children and to take down the Fed. We have been seeing this happening. Also, that it is the deep state crown jewel. They've been planning it since 9/11. Now, this is Revelation 9. These creatures, this... If you could look at it under a microscope, I wonder what it would look like. Chapter 9. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star far from heaven unto the earth. These are the false flag events, the trumpets are the false flags. Unto heaven, to the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there rose a smoke out of the pit, and as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. There came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which had, if not, the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when it strikes the man. You remember when all the Madonna and all those stars were suffering? They call Corona the disease of the elite because they drink adrenochrome and they cannot take anything to neutralize it. And it's sometimes it's fatal for them because it just puts them into pain. But it says this doesn't kill them, but it makes them feel like they're dying. And in those days, men shall seek death, and it shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared into battle, and on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold. That's what Corona is, it's crown. And their faces were as the faces of men. And their hair is the hair of women. Their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. They had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. They had a king over them, which is the king, or the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more after. So, I personally, I know a lot of people think, that the corona is such a terrible disease and such a deadly thing, but I don't think anybody's died from it. I personally don't believe that. I believe it's been other reasons. Because the doctors get money if they diagnose it as being COVID. They get money. And that's what they're all about for the most part. Money, money, money. But anyway, what they meant for us is turned on them. Just like what we're seeing right now. Now, I want you to think about what we're going through right now and where we sit and why this is happening. We're down to the wire. We're down to the wire. Their own plague is being used against them. What they leashed on us has been turned against them. Haman has been hung on the gallows. I do believe that the coronavirus is their mark, the mark of the beast. Their vaccine they're pushing, I believe, is. All right, let's go back to Daniel chapter 12. I think the mark can mean a lot of things, but... it's definitely, this is being used to do their last dirty deed, to try to cinch it, to get us all. In fact, I heard Melissa, she tracks the stars because God gave the stars for times and seasons and days and years. And she said, they call it the Big Dipper, but it really isn't. She said, it's actually a sheep pen. It's a sheep pen. You can see it. It's like it swings around. It's, it's got all these little sections to it, like they're being herded into the sheep pens. And I thought, well, I would have never thought that until I saw it. And I'm thinking, well, she's right. It does. It looks like a sheep pen. Okay. All right. This is 12 verse 1. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. There shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, Even to that same time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end, and many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. One said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for thy words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolation set up, there will be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Now I heard an explanation of this, these days, that it started from the time President Trump was inaugurated to a certain time point, one of the feast days this year. And this is what I believe it's talking about. Let me get me a drink. This is the executive order blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. It was issued December 21st, 2017. By authority vested in me as president of the Constitution, the laws of the United States of America, including, do you see that, the Constitution? The president of the Constitution, Donald John Trump, is the first president of the Constitution of the United States of America. I'm not so sure this doesn't have something to do with this even. What's going on now? The International Emergency Economic Powers Act, the National Emergencies, I'm not going to read all of these. The Global Magnitsky Human Rights Accountability Act, Immigration and Nationality Act. I, Donald Trump, President of the United States of America, find that the prevalence and severity of human rights, abuse, and corruption that have their source in whole or in substantial part outside the United States, such as those committed or directed by persons listed in the annex to this order, have reached such scope and gravity that they threaten the stability of the international political and economic systems. It's become so big, it's consuming the whole earth. In fact, it's all been underground. That's what they use the COVID for. The deep state was going to do it for harm, but they used it as a cover. In fact, right now in Europe, they're doing massive shutdowns and all kinds of things. Well, it's because they're going in there and cleaning out those dumps, and they're finding more children in those dumps than they did in the United States dumps, actually. Human rights abuse and corruption undermine the values. This is the desolation I'm talking about here, the abomination of desolation. Baal worship, Moloch worship. You go read the Old Testament. What was their main problem? Baal worship, Moloch worship. All throughout the Old Testament. God would exile them. Human rights abuse and corruption undermine the values that form an essential foundation of stable, secure, and functioning societies, have devastating impacts on individuals, weaken democratic institutions, degrade the rule of law, perpetuate violent conflicts, we see that, facilitate the activities of dangerous persons, undermine economic markets. The United States seeks to impose tangible and significant consequences on those who commit serious human rights abuse or engage in corruption, as well as to protect the financial system of the United States from abuse by these same persons. You know, they say when Nasera and Jasera kick in, It will automatically, because now the money is tracked, not the person, the money is tracked. And so they will not be able to human traffic and exchange money anymore. It's like this market will dry up overnight. I therefore determine that serious human rights abuse and corruption around the world constitute an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security, foreign policy, and economy of the United States, and I hereby declare a national emergency to deal with that threat. I hereby determine and order all property and interest and property that are in the United States that hereafter come within the United States or that are hereafter come within the possession or control of the United States, person of the following persons are blocked and may not be transferred, paid, exported, withdrawn, or otherwise dealt in. Do you realize here that what I read to you right here, the Great Reset, it's exactly the same thing. They want to take all of our property away from us. They want to put us into camps, and if we don't comply, then we would be executed. If we didn't want to take their vaccine, their mark. See, this is what he's saying right here. He is blocking all their property and all their assets. Any foreign person determined by the Secretary of the Treasury in consultation with the Secretary of the State and the Attorney General to be responsible for or complicit in or to have directly or indirectly engaged in serious human rights abuse, to be a current or former government official or person acting for or on behalf of such an official who is responsible for or complicit in. In other words, you may not do it, but you stand by and let the others do it and you say nothing. Or has directly or indirectly engaged in corruption, including. Why do you think all this stuff dropped last week or two about the Biden corruption? The misappropriation of state assets, the expropriation of private assets for personal gain, corruption related to government contracts and the extraction of natural resources or bribery or the transfer or the facilitation of the transfer of the proceeds of corruption. It just goes on and on. Long story short, everything you got, you lose. And in Nasera Jisera, you will be in peace. In fact, these peace deals that the president has made, he told them, you have to stop killing each other. We will not sign an agreement with you. We will not be a part of it unless you agree to get along. This last one, they've been killing each other for centuries. And he said, they come to my office and they're in there hugging and kissing each other. It's like generational hate. They're just brought up to hate this group and do those things. Well, anyway. All right. The sacrifice of humans on the altar of Baal and Moloch. The president's executive order, December 21st, 2017, he shut down the operation of the beast. The pen is mightier than the sword. So you know why they hate him so bad. Well, I'm eagerly awaiting this day. Let's read one more scripture. This is Revelation chapter 20. Like I said, if I'm wrong, I'll certainly apologize and say, well, I guess I was wrong. But I don't know. It just seems like it's all coming together. It just seems like this is that time. I can't imagine such a global operation to rid the earth of all this bad stuff to just turn around in a few years and have it all start all over again. Well, it's not going to start for 1,000 years. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more. Well, he will, after the 1,000 years, be loosed. Anyway, that's what I've come to the conclusion of. All right. charter tonight.